following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School Spring Sports, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome in to the campus of Clay County High School for Lady Bulldog Softball's regular season finale, where the 15-8 Lady Bulldogs and third-year head coach Homer Daly are set to host head coach Jordan Webb and the 10-21 Cookeville Lady Cavaliers for a rematch from earlier this season. The Class 1A Lady Dogs down the Class 4A Lady Cavs 8-6 back in March, giving the team from Cookeville plenty of motivation to seek revenge here in Salina tonight. Find out if the Clay County girls can close out their schedule with a six-game win streak and ride a wave of momentum into tomorrow night's District 7A tournament opener as we bring you a classic small school versus big school battle here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to the Lady Bulldog softball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Thermaline Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
CrossFit DHL helps you get stronger every day with fitness and fun for everyone.
Baxter Flooring, specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's matchup, and much more as we get ready for Lady Bulldog softball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome in to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show for the Horizon Sports Network's eighth night of live Clay County sports, spring sports coverage in our fourth broadcast, the Lady Bulldog softball. We're back here in the softball press box looking down on Richard Boswell Memorial Field. I'm Thomas Weaver, and I'm excited to be here to continue our coverage of the Lady Dogs on the diamond. And for the second night in a row, we're back in full force with our complete crew, including the man himself, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, longtime former official, coach, and supporter of all things Clay County sports, Doug Strong.
Good to be back again. It's been a while since we've had a softball game, so I'm looking forward to seeing they've been playing well, so I'm looking forward to seeing them live again.
And we've also got a man who brings it night in and night out when he dons the headset. He's our spring sports superstar, an icon of the industry, 40-year broadcasting legend, Craig Cantrell.
Well, glad to be back. And I tell you, love doing baseball. The guys over there, it's fun, but we're not looking at the sun over here. It kind of changes the perspective a little bit on this side.
It does. A lot cooler here in the press box tonight for this softball matchup as opposed to what we had last night for baseball. And what a tune-up for the postseason we have here in front of us, Doug, between Clay County and Cookeville.
Yeah, and that's one thing Clay County's done all year. They've had that tough schedule preparing for it. You won't get no tougher than this leading up to the opening round district game. So this will be a pretty nice one for us.
And we talked about it coming into this one, Craig. You know, Clay County got a big win over the Lady Cavs early in the season. I think it was an 8-6 victory for the Lady Bulldogs. And Coach Homer Daly would love nothing better than to sweep this Class 4A Cookeville team.
And I think they're down to like the fourth biggest school in the state of Tennessee now. They were at one time the biggest school in the state of Tennessee, but a couple of Memphis and one in Nashville, I think, is actually past Cookeville now. But over 2,000 students there in Putnam County, and that's just a talent pool to choose from. So you know they're going to have some talent on this team. And, oh, yeah, you talk about a feather in your cap. These kids, the seniors, they'll talk about that for years. If they can get this sweep and get the two wins over Cookeville, they'll be telling their grandkids about that when they're playing softball. That's just that's something I know they'd love to do.
And I think they can pull it off here, folks, and we're going to bring all the action live to you throughout the night. But we wouldn't be able to do that without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank each and every one of them enough for getting on board years and years ago when we said, hey, we're going to start doing this, and they've stuck with us throughout. And a special shout out to Clay Power Sports and owner Eli Schmucker and all the folks down below the Cumberland River Bridge at our local boat dealership and more. And of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network's just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. Stayed up late last night, finished it off, spread it around town this afternoon, so folks go by in the racks today and pick up one and see what all is going on. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment, so stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
For 105 years, Macon Bank and Trust Company has supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hall Horizon recap segment. The story in this week's paper, which is out on racks right now, talked about how the Lady Dogs got a big senior night win over Westmoreland by a score of 6-4 after seniors Jade Walker and Monica Cisneros were honored, and also shut out Piggott County 16-0. Both prior to a Monday matchup with Red Bull and Springs. The Lady Dogs were led by junior Baylor Walden in their win over Westmoreland, as she pitched a whopping 17 strikeouts in the victory, while her classmate Reagan Cherry and sophomores Emma Wicks and Halen Garrison all had 2 hits in the victory. We were on hand for that one, Craig, and what a game it was.
I don't know if it's a record or not, but you strike out 17. It's got to be close to a record, and everybody playing well. And it wasn't an easy game. They had to come up big at the end of the game when it was the bases loaded and one out, and Baylor struck out the final two after a little momentary delay because of an issue with her shoe. And I talked to her before the game, full of dirt. She says when she drags her toe, it kind of picks up dirt, pulls it in over the tongue of her shoe, and it just got so much in there. She pitched so much that it just kind of filled up her shoe and had to take a timeout to get that taken care of. Once she did, she struck out the last two, and that ended it. And like we talked about Doug that night, he talks about opportunities when they're a big hitter, their first baseman that hit one to the base of the wall, but first base open with one out, able to put her on and then set up where she could strike out the next two and not have to deal with her. That was just a situational thing that worked out really well for Clay County, and they played great and got the win over Westmoreland.
They did. And then the Lady Dogs' final two district games, freshman Riley Baxter threw a no-hitter in the Piggott County shutout where she, Walden, Cherry, Wicks, Walker, and freshman Lila Birdwell all had hits. Then Walden went off in a 17-0 shutout of Red Bull Springs last night with a pair of homers and 5 RBIs, while Baxter, Cherry, Walker, and freshman Annalise Daly all also had a pair of hits in the victory. And Clay County totaled 16 knocks overall, and Baxter dealt 9 strikeouts and completed her second straight no-hitter. Those were two conference games, Doug, but your number two pitcher is really just showing out in that one.
It really, really, she's just stepped up this year for a freshman. But now she'd be a number one on almost every other team in this district, probably except Gordonville and Clay County. You know, so she's a quality. She don't play like a freshman.
No, she doesn't. And, of course, the Walden going yard twice in that. That's got to be a good thing coming into this one tonight, Doug.
Well, I mean, you look for momentum going into your next game, period. And the way they played last night and that hitting, you got to feel good coming in. And, you know, you want to get the same thing tonight, so you roll that into your next game, which is district play. So,
no doubt. Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's newspaper for that story and coverage of all things Clay County. And we ask you to stay with us as we get ready for Clay County and Cookeville here on the Horizon Sports Network.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors Girls District 7A update. We're going to preview the District 7A tournament that's coming up. It starts tomorrow as Red Bowling Springs and Piggott County face off in Red Bowling for the play-in game and elimination contest on Wednesday, Craig, and the winner of that one gets the number one seed, Gordonsville. Sounds familiar, about like what we talked about in that baseball tournament last night, and that game will be played on Thursday. So you have to think it's probably going to be the other Bulldog team.
Yeah, you probably do, because they're playing pretty well in Pinckney County. They've had a kind of a tough season this year. But we talked about last night with the Gordonsville boys. I think the Gordonsville girls in that game, the winner of that one facing Gordonsville, Gordonsville will be a bigger favorite on the girls' side than the boys will be on the boys' side. I mean, Kaylee Plumlee is just hard to touch, and you've got to have some great hitters to be able to even think about getting to her. So that's a tough test. You get the draw to play Gordonsville, you probably know you're going to drop into that loser's bracket game on Thursday night and just have to be content with that and try to come out of it and work your way to them again.
No doubt. And then the same night, Clay County is going to host Park Range right here in front of us in Salina, Tennessee. We're going to be on the call. District 7A tournament softball coming up tomorrow night on the Horizon Sports Network. The game first pitch is at 5:30. We'll go on there at 5:10. Lady Dogs facing the Lady Buffaloes of Clark Range, Doug. And, of course, the winner moving into that, you have to think, Monday's contest, Gordonsville will be there, and Clay County hopes to be there too.
Yeah, you would think it'll kind of fall in order the way it had all year. Clay County and Gordonsville kind of separated. You know, of course, Gordonsville separated from everybody, then Clay separated from the rest. So you'd think that's going to be the matchup.
And, of course, we talked about the Thursday game, which will be Gordonsville. This tournament kind of spread out. It's not like the boys. It starts on Wednesday. You got one game on Thursday, which is at Gordonsville, their first contest. And then Friday, you just got a standalone game, and it's the first game of the loser's bracket. We don't think Clay County will be there or Gordonsville will be there, so you're probably looking at, I don't know, Clark Range and Redbone Springs in that Friday matchup. Then it moves through the weekend to Monday. So if Clay County and Gordonsville is what we think will happen there in the matchup of the winner's bracket at 5 o'clock in Gordonsville. But here's the big thing. If the Lady Dogs fall in that contest, they're not out of it, of course, double elimination. They're going to get to host that Tuesday, May the 6th contest in the loser's bracket, Craig, and we hope to be here to call it.
We do, and, well, we hope they beat Gordonsville.
We do.
And if they do that, would they be able to host the championship?
I don't think so, but I don't think Gordonsville will give that up. But,
probably not.
But Coach Bush, being pretty nice, letting Clay County play at home.
Yeah, that really is. And you think about it, though, if you look at it from this time of year, it's kind of a money thing, you know, and you play at a home game, you're going to get more money with them playing here in Salina than playing out in Gordonsville. So that's one thing. But yeah, and I tell you, that worries me a little bit. You're in the middle of spring here, and if rain kicks in, you know, that stretching out that way, giving up some days, that can be kind of tough. The boys are getting it over, and they've got a few days to play with afterwards. You know, that's the only thing about spreading it out that way that could be a little detriment to them.
Yeah, it can be. I think the national anthem's fixing to start here, folks. We'll take a break and come back with the remainder of the District 7A update.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel.
Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network ahead of this big matchup between Clay County Lady Bulldogs softball and Cookeville. We were in the middle of the District 7A update. We've talked about those semifinal contests. The championship game will be played on Wednesday, May the 7th, with the second game, if necessary, played on Thursday, May the 8th, both of those contests at 5:30. That wraps up the Girls District 7A update, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, located behind the bank at 120 Donaldson Avenue in Salina. Cumberland Exteriors offers you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll roll right in here on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show into the keys of the game. Our last off before first pitch, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Doug, you talked about it. We're excited to see this Clay County Lady Bulldogs softball team face off against Cookeville. What do they got to do to sweep the Lady Cavs and get their second straight win this season over the Class 4A school?
But just continue the solid play they've been playing. They've got a little groove, playing good defense, hitting the ball. That's what it's going to take against Cookeville. You can't give extra outs to them. Put the ball in play, make things happen, make defensive plays.
I think it's always there. Like I said, there's so many in the talent pool that Cookeville has to choose from. That just makes it so difficult for you to have the same number of quality players to match up with them. But Clay County's got those quality players, and that's the key tonight. You can have 30,000 in the school. You only put 9 on the field, and that's the difference right here. And Clay County matches up very well with them, maybe even a little better than them, as they showed in that 8-6 win. So that's the key. It's always in your mind, but once you cross those lines, it's 9-on-9, and you just go out and make the plays that you need to do to get the win.
Sounds good. Folks, this has been the Keys of the Game, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more at 408 Brown Street in Salina. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way. Craig?
And the Subway starting lineups for tonight's game brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon. Of course, Clay County will be on defense to get this one started, and then the circle will be Baylor Walden trying to get the sweep of Cookeville as the starting pitcher for the Clay County Lady Dogs. Catching will be Halen Garrison. Our last time we saw her, she took a hard shot into the chest protector. Looks to be all right. Seems like every time we're coming back, there's something happened to Halen. At first base will be Riley Baxter. At second base, Jade Walker. At shortstop is Lila Birdwell. And this one is going to be fouled off at the plate, as at third base is Annalise Daly. Leading off for Cookeville is Callie Webb, the center fielder. Around the outfield for Clay County, in left field is Emma Wicks. In center field, Jenna Thompson. And in right field, Reagan Cherry. For Cookeville, they'll lead off with Callie Webb. She'll be followed by Gabby Romero and Katie Presley, as that one misses away for ball one to even the count at 1-1. We'll catch the rest of the Cookeville starters when they take the field. But the Subway starting lineups have been brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. That one misses just outside for ball two, and it's 2-1 to Webb. Left-handed batter, the third base player stepping much closer, swinging strike there on that slap bunt attempt. That may be why that Daly down there at third had drawn in. The scouting report's pretty good for these teams around the area. Two-two pitch. This one popped in the air. That's going to drop for a base hit. Just able to stick the bat out and make contact and punch it over the head of Daly there at third, the leadoff single by Callie Webb.
That's a good read by the hitter there, because that slap, there's three or four different ways to do it. You know, a little pop over, you know, a little pop over done that. Sometimes just beating it there and beating it out. That's just a good job for that leadoff batter.
And you mentioned Daly playing in, and you saw Webb kind of notice that, I think, and she just placed it perfectly, Craig.
Yes, she did. Just dropped it right there in that spot. Runner goes. No throw from Garrison. The pitch was a ball to Gabby Romero, the second baseman, and a stolen base for Callie Webb to move her into scoring position now for the Lady Cavs.
Yeah, Halen just had a little trouble getting it out of the glove, Doug.
Yeah, I don't know if we'd had much shot there anyway. There's a lot of speed there, but she didn't get it clean.
Big lead out there at second, going as far as the shortstop is Callie Webb. That one misses for ball two.
Pretty good crowd filtering in here, top of the first inning in this softball contest. Make it even bigger for us. Share this broadcast. Let everybody know we're on the air with Clay County and Cookeville. If you do so, comment that you did share it. Have a chance to win a Del Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription.
Swinging strike there by Romero. Takes the count to 2-1. That one misses high for ball three. And Callie Webb out there, she's just trying to draw a throw, isn't she? She's going as far down the line as she can, just wanting them to throw behind her and get her on third base.
And the key is not get lazy right here, because if you get lazy right here, she's going to get third on you.
3-1 pitch. Swinging strike there for strike three for out number one. You see her, she never takes her eyes off the catcher, Garris. No, I'm sorry, that's strike two. So the count goes full now at 3-2 to Romero. I was getting distracted by the runner at second, so 3-2 pitch. This one hitting the air on the right side. That's a long run for Cherry. She'll come in. She'll make the catch. The throw to third base is a good one. Got her. No.
Oh.
They called her safe. Oh. I don't normally question, but there ain't no way.
No, I mean, it's just a cannon from Reagan Cherry from right field, Doug.
Yeah, that's, I don't know how much Reagan can do. She's out.
She was out.
She was out. She might have been a little quick leaving the bag, too.
Exactly. But she caught it a step and a half from the bag, and then Daly applied the tag. This one hit the center field. Thompson moving to her left. Jenna will make the catch. Runner tags. Throw coming home. It's not going to get there. They'll score the run on a hit to center field by Katie Presley. And the run will score to put Cookeville in front 1-0.
Yeah, that's what you got to do when you got a runner at third, Doug, with just one out. Put it in play, got some air under it. We saw the sacrifice fly score the first run.
I think they appealed it there thinking she might have left early, but they deny the appeal. And how big was that call at third base on what very well could have been a double play?
That's big because he put a run on the board.
It did. Now it's Ella Dudney, the batter for Cookeville. She'll take ball one. One 0 pitch from Walden. This one hit on the right side to Walker. She'll glove it, toss the back to first base. But Cookeville, they get a leadoff single. They turn it into a run as Walker to Baxter ends it without number three. We're through half an inning. Cookeville leads 1-0. Clay County coming up to bat.
Crown Healthy Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. The Cookeville Lady Cavaliers take a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning as they get a base runner on with a leadoff single and then a sacrifice fly to score their first run of this ball game in Clay County trails. Cookeville 1-0 headed into the bottom of the first inning. Not a bad start for Baylor Walden in the circle. This is a pretty good piece of hitting there, Doug, by the Lady Cavs.
Well, I mean, it's just simple. One base at a time. You know, leadoff hitter gets on, still second, and they just kind of move her around. So that's pretty fundamental.
Reagan Cherry leading off for Clay County. She'll look at ball one. As in the circle for Cookeville, they're going to go with Ellen Dudney in the start in the circle today for the Lady Cavaliers. Addie Womack, the catcher. 1-0 pitch, that's grounded to shortstop. Shortstop will field it cleanly, throws to first, and not in time as Cherry going to beat it out. That was close, though. The shortstop made a good play there, and Katie Presley getting to it and throwing it, making it very close.
Yeah, I mean, that's saying something. If you can make a play at first close against Reagan Cherry, Doug, you've done something.
Yeah, that's why she goes that left-hand sideline and slaps. Did not give you a chance, but that was a real close play. Nice play for the shortstop.
Baylor Walden stepping in the hit now for the Lady Bulldogs as that one misses high and inside for ball one. Around the infield for Cookeville at first base is Lily McCallan. At second base for the Lady Cavaliers is Gabby Romero as the 1-0 pitch misses for ball two. At shortstop is Katie Presley. At third base is Brianna Green. In the outfield and left field is Aspen Lyles. In center field is Callie Webb, and in right field is Jaden Jones. 2-0 pitch to Walden. That one misses inside for ball three, and they're not going to give her anything out over the plate for Baylor to have a chance to hit.
Yeah, and I don't blame them. What a night she had last night. Two home runs, five RBIs. She's leading the team at the plate with a .424 average, guys, and she gets that one in on the hands.
Yeah, and a chance for a double play, but they dropped it there. But Cherry is already down at second base. Reagan, I don't think even realized what's happened, but that's a double play as it'll go 6-3 on the putout, the flyout to the shortstop, and just hit them right at the shortstop, and that's what will happen sometimes.
Yeah, that's tough right there. You get the leadoff on, you have your best hitter at the plate. Again, just kind of got it in on the hands. Good job by the pitcher, Doug.
Oh, it was, and, you know, 3-0 count. And gets an out of that. So,
Jade Walker, the batter now for Clay County, as she'll step in. Bang in the left-hand batter's box. That one misses away for ball two. Jade wearing a brace on that right knee that she hasn't been wearing the last little bit. Two-o delivery. Fouled off into the net by Walker off the pitch from Ella Dudney.
Walker also having a good senior season. She's batting .384. She got 28 hits on the season along with 21 RBIs.
2-1 the count to Walker. Two outs after the double play by Cookeville. This one hit in the air in the infield. Second baseman going to settle under it. A little pop up there to Gabby Romero to end the inning. So Clay County goes in order. They get a hit. That's retired on a double play, and we're through one complete. Cookeville 1, Clay County 0.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Cookeville leads Clay County 1-0, headed into the top of the second inning. guys, and Clay County had a chance there. The double play just got them, though.
Yeah, just a tough break right there. Looks like you may have had a little hit and run on there, and just hit it to the shortstop.
5, 6, and 7 hitters due up for Cookeville. First pitch swinging strike to Aspen Lyles. You see her do the little kind of variation of the Michael Jordan chalk in the air. She took the bat around the batter's box, flipped it up in the air. Got a little, have a little personality. That's not bad.
I like it.
Yeah. The 0-1 pitch, swinging strike there for strike two is Walden throwing some heat here in the second inning.
Yeah, she's kind of stepped on the gas closing the first two pitches.
They're going to get a little fired up, and she's come out of the dugout fired up as the 0-2 pitch from the junior. This one hit in the air on the right side. That's down for a base hit. Good piece of hitting there by Aspen Lyles, who had not been close on the first two, but just able to put the big part of the bat on the ball and take it into right field for the base hit.
You can tell this Lady Cav team well coached and talented, Doug.
Oh, yeah. They're, of course, like I said, they've got a dugout full of coaches to go with it, so
sure.
they're pretty solid.
Lexi Kilgore, the batter. She'll square it a bunt, takes ball one. They'll throw behind the runner, bounces into Baxter, who does a good job keeping it there at first base and holding Lyles on at first.
And I mentioned earlier, if you're out there watching, share this broadcast, comment that you did so. Have a chance to win a Del Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription. Our winner from our last broadcast, Miss Wanda Markham. Miss Wanda, if you're listening, all you have to do is send us an email to info@delhollowhorizon.com. We had several participate during that baseball game. Miss Linda Strong, Teresa Thompson, Randy Cherry, Chris Keene, Miss Wanda, and others. And Miss Wanda got picked out to be our winner this week.
Congratulations. We love people sharing the broadcast. That one's called strike two as Cookeville trying to play a little small ball here, just kind of move the runner over to second base with the bunt, but now Kilgore has fallen behind 1-2.
And I will say, those are the folks that shared it and commented that they did so. That's about the only way I can see them. Privacy settings and things sometimes. I think we had about 10 shares, but you can't see who all did it as Walden rings another one up.
Swinging strike for strikeout number one on the night for Baylor Walden. Out number one here in the second inning. Natty Womack will be the batter now for Cookeville. She's the catcher, as Lexi Kilgore was a designated player. She was batting for Lily McCallum, the first base player. First pitch just low to Womack for ball one. Here Coach Jordan Webb down there at third base calling out the plays that he wants to run. The 1-0 pitch, swinging strike there. The runner goes, throw it out to the shortstop, but not in time. A little off the bag, and Halen a little disappointed with that throw as she had a chance there to get Lyles, but Lyles will get in safely to steal second base.
And sometimes, you know, you had the batter kind of swing in front of you, Doug. It makes it tough.
Yeah, makes you have to kind of get around it a little. And
runner in scoring position for Cookeville. That's low for ball two to take the count 2-1. Now to Womack. That's the thing about Cookeville. The first couple of people they've got on, they've moved them quickly over to second base. 2-1 pitch. That one misses high for ball three. Three and one now to Womack. Three-one pitch. That one misses high for ball four. First walk given up today by Walden. We'll put runners at first and second with one out here in the top of the second inning. Jaden Jones will be the batter now for Cookeville. Courtesy runner coming in to run for the Lady Cavaliers. That is number one. One to run, that is Kennedy Maxwell. The pinch runner running for the catcher, Womack. That one misses for ball one to Jones. That's ball rising away that time.
Again, you talk about the Lady Cavs. They've just done a good job of getting people on base early, haven't they, Doug?
Yeah. They've really been aggressive and got base runners.
1-0 pitch. Good job by Garrison. stabbing that one in the dirt to keep it from getting to the backstop, holding the runners at first and second, keeping that force at any base. Two-oh pitch from Walden, swinging strike for strike one to Jaden Jones. Jones stepping back in. Cookeville leading by a score of 1-0. 2-1 pitch. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two.
You see Baylor kind of taking her time here. You know, she pitches with a little different pace at times, doesn't she, Doug?
Yeah, and I think it's got to do with their base running. You know, they've been pretty quick, so she's kind of slowed that pace down to maybe slow them down a little bit.
Swinging strike there by Jaden Jones to get the second out of the inning. Now Brianna Green, the number nine hitter, will step up to bat. Callie Webb on deck, so Walden would love to get out of this inning here with Green at the plate. First pitch to Green, paints the outside part of the plate for call strike one on that fastball.
It's almost like she wants the challenge. You know, you get two on, and then here she comes, Doug.
Yeah,
better walk.
She just needs to bear down a little more when you get a base runner.
0-1 pitch. This one fouled into the net for strike two. A couple of strikeouts in the inning now for Baylor. What do you think about it? They're going to have a busy week, aren't they?
They are.
Lady Dogs. The 0-2 pitch, that one bounces in. Wanted to change it up a little bit, but didn't get there. It's 1-2.
Yeah, we'll be right back here tomorrow night for the Lady Dogs District 7A tournament opener as they host Clark Range. We'll go on air at 5:10, and then the rest of the tournament to come.
Swinging strike for strike three. So Baylor Walden gives up a single, gives up a walk, but then she strikes out the rest of the three that she faces. They strand two. We're through 1.5. It's Cookeville 1, Clay County 0.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved ones to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Solana Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Solana Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Solana Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports, where Cookeville leads Clay County 1-0 headed into the bottom of the second inning. Clay County 3-up, 3-down in the bottom of the first, Craig, looking to get the bats going, or the Lady Dogs.
They got a hit in the first inning. Then that double play erased the runner, so Ella Dudney has faced the minimum for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs. Now she'll face Jenna Thompson, Annalise Daly, and Halen Garrison. You up here in the bottom of the second inning, and Jenna Thompson always dangerous at the plate for Clay County.
Yeah, had a great season so far, and she takes a cut.
First pitch swinging, she'll drop that one in for a base hit. Little Texas leaguer out there into left field, and the leadoff single for Jenna Thompson will put the leadoff batter on for the second consecutive inning.
Gives her 24 hits on the season at 24, 19 runs scored also for Jenna Thompson. So once she gets on base, she does something with it, Doug. She's batting 377.
Well, and again, you're putting speed on the bag. Speed on the bag gives the defensive trouble. So that's what we got now.
Daly hits one sharply down the right side. Sailor Walden there in the first base box has to get out of the way. It'll be strike one to Annalise Daly.
I wouldn't mind seeing one, just kind of one hop setter right there. He did not bring the pickle bologna tonight.
I knew you were going to say that. I felt it coming. You had your chance and took it. Daly hits this one into center field, right field. Right fielder can't get to it. Thompson had to wait, though, and she'll be thrown out at second. That's just a tough play, a bad break right there. You talked about the opportunities going their way the last time. Now, this time, that one didn't.
And, you know, typically you want that runner to get halfway, but where that ball was hit, you can't get halfway on that one. You had to just stay back.
Yeah, and Thompson doing the right thing. Like you said, she watched that all the way, and it looked like it was going to be caught. Again, just a break.
Popped up in foul ground. Did Womack get to it? She did not. It's going to be strike one.
Break just didn't go Clay County's way.
Yeah. That was great effort by the catcher. She just missed that. We're off the tip of her glove when she laid out right there.
Halen Garrison, the batter now for Clay County, steps back in for the Lady Bulldogs. A little change up there. Doesn't get there. It's low for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
Every time I look down as a batter comes up, guys, all of the numbers are just almost identical. Halen Garrison, 349 with 22 hits, and she tries to get another one.
Good decision by the pitcher going to second base. She had the lead runner with a good throw, but the throw was behind the shortstop trying to break over there to cover the bag, and that's going to be a throwing error on the pitcher as they hit right back to her, and they'll have runners at first and second with Clay County, and there's a break that went their way that time.
Had a little speed on the bag, and she rushed it a little bit, and that's a good thing about speed. It makes you –
oh, that one went right off the third baseman. Went off the headgear, knocked the headgear off of Brianna Green. That's going to be an infield hit for Lila Birdwell, who hit that one hard down the third baseline. Green, they'll check on her to make sure she's all right, but it caught that. It's a good thing they started wearing that protective headgear even at the bases, because that would have got her right on the temple. We talked about her. She's tiny, isn't she? She's maybe 5 feet tall down there at third base. Of course, up here, it's a long way away, hard to tell, but now it's going to be Riley Baxter, the batter, with the bases loaded for Clay County. That one misses away for ball one. And that's just one pitch, but they might be rattling Ella Dudney a little bit.
Now going to your third baseman, not your typical third baseman. Usually that third baseman got a little size to them and all that. Usually the smaller girls are your second baseman.
1-0 pitch, swinging strike there by Baxter on a big cut. You look at the infield, though, for Cookville, and they're all kind of small.
Yeah.
Short and first. They're not bigger players either.
Riley Baxter, the freshman. She's one of eight players hitting over 300 at 333 on the season. Double-digit hits approaching 20 there also. So that's what I'm talking about when you look at these stats, Doug, is they're just stacked from top to bottom throughout the lineup. Over 300, close to 20 hits apiece. What a lineup.
1-2 pitch, swinging strike for strike three to get the second out of the inning.
As an opponent, you try to find, a batter you might want to go after a little bit. Like, they're all about the same as far as numbers, so who you go after?
Emma Wicks, the batter now for Clay County, as she'll hit in the number nine spot, but she's had a pretty hot bat of late. Chance to get Clay County on the board here in the bottom of the second, but two away now. After the Baxter strikeout, first pitch to Wicks. She'll bunt it fouled on the third base side for strike one.
Yeah, Wicks with a big double in that Westmoreland win. I think it was late in that one to kind of help seal the victory, Craig.
Yeah, hit it probably 5 feet shy of the wall over there, the fence. Just crushed one to right field after a couple of hard foul balls off to the right side, able to straighten it out. 0-1 pitch. That one misses away for ball one to even the count at 1-1. And that first bunt attempt kind of got the infield pulling in. She's going to swing away at that one.
Yeah, it definitely shifted them a little bit.
1-1 pitch. Big cut there, but can't catch up with the rising fastball. And the count goes 1-2.
Big opportunity for the Lady Dogs here. Really need to get one across in this situation.
Runners will be moving on any contact here. That one just misses away for ball two. You can hear the Cookville crowd not agreeing with it, and it was close.
That was a nice pitch. You miss, that's where you want to miss for sure.
Dudney, 2-2 delivery. Wick swinging strike for strike three. So Dudney, after her team gives up a couple of errors defensively, she's able to come back and strike out the last two batters she faces in the inning. We're through two complete. It is Cookville 1, Clay County 0.
Hello, Clay County. Do you ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tools or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Copeland's Rural Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. So come down to Copeland's Rural Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, and one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog Softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. The Lady Dogs trail the Lady Cavs of Cookeville 1-0 headed into the third inning. And here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by CrossFit DHL. Cookeville struck first with the only run of this ballgame so far. As Webb led off the game with a single, and then a sacrifice fly scored the first run for Cookeville in the top of the first inning. And then it's been about the pitchers since then. As Bader Walden, after giving up a single and a walk in the top of the second, struck out the side, and then Clay County had an opportunity there in the bottom of the second. Bases loaded, but couldn't get anything across the plate, and it's still a one-run ball game headed into the top of the third at 1-0 in favor of Cookeville. This Lady Dog recap's been brought to you by CrossFit DHL. Experience the best hour of your day with coach-led classes for all fitness levels at 305 Brown Street in Salina with a membership. Get stronger every day with fitness and fun for everyone at CrossFit DHL. We appreciate CrossFit DHL and all of our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. They allow us to bring this coverage to you, and we love to do it, Craig.
We love to do it. It's always fun getting out and covering these athletes that work very hard at their crafts, and they are having a very good season, are the Clay County Lady Bulldogs. Got themselves in a little bit of a tussle here tonight with the Cookeville Lady Cavaliers, and that's what you want late in the season, to get ready for postseason play. Back to the top of the order with Callie Webb leading off for Cookeville, and she'll take high for ball one to start this third inning. Daly might have taken a step back after that hit that was just over her head in the first inning. This one fouled in the net for strike one to even the count at 1-1.
So far this at bat, she had that slapping motion. She's had more of a traditional swing. Now, she may go back to the slap here, but the first two pitches she hadn't approached it as a slap.
Way up, we'll step back in. One pitch from Walden, swinging strike there to take the count to 1-2.
That's what I don't understand. As good a slapper as she was, then she's not slapping this time. Those slappers got a lot of advantages. They can do it, and she can do it well.
And she's got the speed to be able to get on. 1-2 pitch from Walden. That one misses away for ball two. She doesn't even look at the slap, has she?
Not this whole at bat.
2-2 pitch coming up from Walden. Baylor, the 2-2 delivery. This one fouled in the net to stay alive at 2-2. Three strikeouts in the game for Baylor Walden. Both teams have sent nine players to the plate tonight, but Cookeville does have that run. Might be a touch controversial, the run by the Cookeville Lady Cavaliers. 2-2 pitch from Walden. That one misses for ball three to take the count full.
Yeah, there's three of us sitting here in the booth that thought that runner at third should have been out before she scored.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious, but
3-2 pitch. This one hit on the right side. That's going to be trouble. Cherry with the run. She dives. She gets it. Reagan Cherry running to that one, able to lay out and make the catch for out number one on a pretty play out in right field.
Yeah, nobody else but Reagan Cherry can probably do that, Doug.
Yeah, speed made a difference right there because it was a diving catch anyway, but speed got her to where she could make that dive.
Big catch there. Gabby Romero, the batter now for Cookeville. Makes you think of Nate Adams last night, doesn't it,
I was going to say, we saw just what I dubbed the highlight of the season last night by Nate Adams laying out in center field to get one, but Reagan Cherry trying to match it, Doug.
Yeah, that's pretty nice right there. That's 1-2. I don't know whatever you want to put them. That's 1-2.
Romero swings and misses for strike one. It's 0-1 to the second base player. Change up just short for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
And a big out. I mean, he got us excited with the catch, but to get the first out here in this one-run ball game in the top of the third, important out.
And to keep Webb off the bases because she's a threat when she gets out there. That one catches the inside part of the plate for call strike two.
Yeah, she's pretty much guaranteed a double. If she's on first, she's getting second on you.
And then she's going to cause all kinds of trouble. We saw that when she got out there. She's just a distraction when she gets on the base paths. And for the Cookeville fans, that's a good thing. The 1-2 pitch. This one hitting the air to the right side. Can Cherry get to this one? Reagan can and foul ground. It'll drop. And Romero will stay alive.
Well, for me, she's going to lay out again. She had it in her eye, I'll just tell you.
Thought about it.
Yeah.
Just kept tailing away from her, though.
And it was a foul ball.
Yeah. Pretty good gap in right center field. The 1-2 pitch. This one hit to Walker at second. She'll backhand it. Jade will throw to first in time for out number two. Little backhand play, flashing the leather. Jade Walker, it goes 4-3 to Riley Baxter for the second out of the inning.
She made that tough play look pretty easy right there, but that was a tough going away from it. Then having to square and make that throw. Just a nice play with Jade.
And Jade's, you know, one of the two seniors on this team, along with Monica Cisneros. They were honored the other night, and we talked about her in the batter's box, but she's just solid all the way around and a leader for this Clay County team.
This one punched foul down the left side. Sounded like came off the end of the bat going foul. The count goes 0-1 to Katie Presley. She hit one deep to center field her first at-bat. 0-1 pitch from Walden, swinging strike there on a big cut by Presley.
And this is a really good pitch, Doug, from Bader Walden right there. Yeah. Knew Presley was going after.
You know, that's had some heat on it. It's down the way. If she'd have made contact, I don't know if she could have done much with it.
0-2 pitch from Walden. This one fouled off the plate. Presley scooting way up in the batter's box. She's got her foot on the chalk there at the front of the batter's box trying to shorten that distance. You might see her try to slap one a little bit. Walden trying to close this one out. 0-2 delivery. This one hit on the right side and foul ground. It'll stay 0-2.
And Baylor, you know, showing the respect for Presley. She knows who she's up against, Doug, not giving her anything in the meat of the plate there.
No, she's still working the edges, needs to keep working the edges. I don't know if she don't waste one right here and see if she'll chase something.
Walden gets the pitch count, steps back on the rubber. 0-2 delivery, that one misses inside for ball one.
You see Baldwin tap her chest right there. Not exactly where she wanted that one.
Yeah, I'd come with that rise ball right here and just see if she'd chase one up in her eyes. It looks good, so maybe you fool her with it.
1-2 pitch from Walden. That one misses inside for ball two. Presley just getting out of the way. Evens the count at 2-2.
I really need to take that pitch out right now. Baylor ain't got that one. They've come twice with it. Same result. I'd check that out for a while.
2-2 delivery. That one misses away for ball three. So a full count now to Presley.
Credit her. You know, battling back after falling behind in this count, Craig, and we got a battle here.
3-2 pitch from Walden. Looks at ball four. So the two-out walk to Katie Presley will put a runner on first base for Ella Dudney, the pitcher now stepping in to hit.
And that just goes out how well his team's coached. Real patient up there, didn't get excited behind the count and just battled it back and tried to walk.
And not a bad job by Walton. You know, no. Those were pitches besides the two inside, really, that Presley had to protect against.
Runner goes. Garrison's throw down to second base, not in time as Katie Presley with a quick stolen base. Oh, left early. She left early, so an out there for Cookeville. So the runner left early, a three-up, three-down inning for Cookeville as we're through 2.5. Is Cookeville 1, Clay County 0.
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know.
The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldogs softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. Cookeville leads the Lady Dogs 1-0, headed into the bottom of the third as Clay County is coming up to bat. The Lady Cavs got their only run of this game in the top of the first inning, and then it's been about the pitchers that they've been just going to work. Baylor Walden, and I think it's Ella Dudney for Cookeville, doing a great job in the circle. I want to talk about our presenting sponsor, Clay Power Sports, down below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina, Tennessee. They are Del Hollow's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and much more. Doug, we've talked about them each and every broadcast. They really have it all, and it's right here in town.
They do, like we've said many times. If you go down there and can't find it, they probably know her around here got it, and more than likely Eli can get it. So it's just impressive when I see what he's got.
Top of the order for Clay County, Reagan Cherry leading off this third inning. We'll look at ball one to begin the third.
Anxious to see the adjustments. This second time through, we'll see what adjustments Clay County makes right here.
1-0 pitch. Cherry pounds that one off the plate. Third baseman up with it. No chance. Not even a throw from Brianna Green. You give her a step and giddy up, she's gone. And that's just going to be an infield hit for Reagan Cherry. And you ain't going to throw her out on that.
Well, Cherry don't have to make an adjustment. She's come up, she puts it in play, she's pretty much on. That's just what she is. That speed's crazy.
Yeah, batting 418, that's her 35th hit on the season. She's also the stolen base leader. With that one, give her 27.
Yeah, she's gone. She's kind of going to show Callie Webb, the leadoff batter for Cookeville, that anything you can do, I can do too. And she did that right there, stealing second base as the pitch was a ball to Baylor Walden. So it's 1-0, and you know Baylor is wanting to get back in that batter's box.
Yeah, she definitely feels like she got cheated that last time, you know.
Yes, she did. And, you know, her numbers, 424 average, 788 slugging percentage, 5 home runs on the season, 22 RBIs to lead this team. And she's got a runner in scoring position again, Craig. And, you know, we talk about her in the circle and what kind of pitcher she is. She's not just that. This is a top-notch softball player, especially in Class A. She got a chance to play at the next level, I think.
That one catches the inside part of the plate for call strike one to even the count at 1-1 to Baylor Walden. Oh, yeah, I think so. And she's got another year to develop. She's just a junior, so she's only going to get better as her career goes on. 1-1 pitch. This one hit into center field. Center fielder coming in. It'll bounce in front of her. They're going to hold Cherry at third, as coming up with it quickly is Callie Webb out in center field, but Walden has her first hit of the night. It's a single to straightaway center field, and it'll move Cherry 60 feet away from tying this one up.
It's a real good read by Cherry, too, to get enough out there that she's going to get to third safely and able to get back if she needed to. It's a good play.
Jade Walker with a chance to tie this game here for the Lady Bulldogs. She squares to bunt. Takes strike one, and they'll give up that stolen base to Walden to hold Cherry there at third base.
And Walker not far behind. She's got 21 RBIs, second behind Walden's 22. So, again, another batter you want in this situation.
Walker stepping in. Count 0-1. Walker hits this one high in the air in the infield. First baseman will call for it and will make the catch as that pop up to Lily McCowan there at first base in the infield. And that will be out number one here in the bottom of the third.
See, Jade liked to have that back. She got the pitch she wanted, just kind of got under it a little bit and missed it.
Yeah, we talk about how tough it is on the batter and the catcher over on the baseball field. You're playing first base right now. That's a sun field right there, and it's going to be tough on both of the first base players. Jenna Thompson squares the bunt, offers at it, misses for strike one. Cherry has to hustle back to third base after taking a pretty good lead. A little hit-and-run action looked like there with Cherry leaving and going a pretty good ways down the path.
And Coolville played that very well. They had a little rotation there, a little wheel move more, and that shortstop coming behind, so they had a chance right there.
Yeah, Cherry, if that she doesn't have the speed, she does. Thompson squares the bunt again, but bunts this one foul, and the count goes 0-2. Coach Daly kind of rolling the dice here. He knows if she can get that bunt down, they're going to give her first base because Cherry's coming in to score if you throw to first. So he tries trying to load the bases right now with Jenna Thompson with two strikes. Probably can't play that anymore, can they?
No, but good solid bass.
This one hit down the right side. That's trouble. That's down. That's a base hit. One run will come in to score. The right fielder bobbled it. A second run will come in to score, and Thompson has a two RBI single, and the Lady Dogs move in front 2-1.
Yeah, and Thompson's perfect on the nine. Had a single to start this one off, Doug. And we talked about her coming in here. We talked about her really all season long. She just makes things happen.
Yeah, and just the quality at bat right there. You know, tried to get the bunt down twice, didn't get it, then come back with just a good solid hit.
First pitch now to Annalise Daly. Going to be taken for ball one. Jaden Jones out there in right field for Cookeville. She's played pretty well, but tried to hurry that a little bit. It wouldn't have mattered. She wouldn't have gotten Walden at home, but might have been able to hold Thompson at first, but now a runner at second base for Daly, and she looks at strike one to even the count at 1-1.
You can see the confidence in Jenna Thompson when she comes to the play. She's calm, cool, and, again, just puts the ball in play.
Shortstop up with it for Cookeville. Throw to first in time is a good play there by Katie Presley moving to her left. It will move the runner, though, to third base on the ground ball by Daly. So Presley with the throw over to McCallan, but they've moved the runners and the runner to third base for Halen Garrison.
Garrison, another one of those 300 hitters. She's 349 on the season, has 22 hits on the year.
That one misses low for ball one to the catcher. Garrison stepping back in, 1-0 delivery. That one misses inside, brushes her back, and the count goes 2-0. I think that got a little closer to her than she wanted it to. She thought it just kept riding in. Had to really jump out of the way. This one grounded on the left side. Shortstop up with it. Again, Presley with a strong throw, and Katie Presley's pretty good there at short. She gets the second put out of the inning for her. Back-to-back putouts to end the inning with the throw over to McCallan. But Clay County gets a two RBI single by Jenna Thompson, and the Lady Bulldogs move in front 2-1 after three complete.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog softball, being presented by Clay Power Sports. Lady Dogs lead the Lady Cows of Cookeville 2-1, headed into the top of the fourth inning after a rally in the bottom of the third by Clay County. Reagan Cherry got it started with an infield single. Baylor Walden also had a single. And then Jenna Thompson, a two RBI double to score both Cherry and Walden to give Clay County this one-run lead heading into the top of the fourth. And, guys, that's how you do it. The Lady Bulldogs got it done, didn't they, Doug?
Well, you expect, the adjustments, to be coming, and they made the right adjustments and got in there and got that lead back.
fourth inning stretch time. It's time to stand up for a few. I've learned that you sit this whole seven innings, it gets tough on an old guy. As Cookwell, they're going to send up the 4, 5, and 6 batters. Due up for the Lady Cavaliers, Ella Dudney, Aspen Lyles, and Lexi Kilgore. Due up for Cookville, Walden back in the circle. That one will miss away for ball one.
We'll remind everybody watching, got a pretty good crowd filtering in. Please share this broadcast for us. If you do so, comment that you did have a chance to win a Del Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription.
1-0 to Dudney. That one misses away for ball two.
Several people did so last night for our final baseball broadcast of the season. And our winner was Miss Wanda Markham. So, Miss Wanda, if you'll send us an email to info@delhollahorizon.com to claim your free subscription.
2-0 pitch. That one misses for ball three. Had a lady in the first row ducking there, did Baylor Walden. That one got right off the edge of the wall, and I don't blame her. That was coming right at him. Dudney way ahead at 3-0, but Walden catches the outside part of the plate with call strike one. Taking all the way was Dudney. Third base coach says he's turned her loose to hit, but she takes ball four on the low pitch and a leadoff walk to Ella Dudney for Cookville.
Yeah, Baylor just making sure she didn't give Dudney anything to hit there, Doug, I think, and that bat just kind of got away from her.
That's kind of what it looked like. First at bat, similar too. So they've got some kind of scouting report on her as far as at the bat, because they've kind of stayed away from her twice.
Up to the plate now, Aspen Lyles. Courtesy runner, Kennedy Maxwell, coming in to run for the pitcher, Ella Dudney, as the first pitch to Lyles. She squares the bunt, lays down the bunt. Daly up with it, only plays at first. She'll throw there to Baxter to get the out, but the sacrifice bunt is going to move Dudney into scoring position. Actually, the courtesy runner, Maxwell, into scoring position with one out. So it goes 5-3 Daly to Baxter to get the first out of the inning. And Maxwell running for the pitcher now. She ran for the catcher back in the first inning. I didn't know you could do that, running for two different people.
You can. You just can't do it in the same inning.
There you go, Craig.
Pitches a strike to Lexi Kilgore. I told you, that's why we need him around. The 0-1 pitch. That one just misses for ball one. And he's got the pitcher batting in the fourth spot, but on deck will be the catcher, so things might get interesting. You know, we'll get a little something going here. 1-1 pitch fouled off at the plate, catches the side of the shin guard of Halen Garrison. The count goes 1-2. Walden gets the pitch sign from the wristband on her left forearm. 1-2 pitch, little change up. Oh, I think Kilgore wanted that to hit her, but it misses for ball two.
Pretty good miss, too. Now, that's pretty nice right there.
Kilgore steps back in. 2-2 delivery from Walden. This one hit hard off the light pole there, the net pole, to keep the count 2-2.
There's your little tone, Craig.
It's happened twice this year. Nice. It hadn't happened before, but that's the second time. Like a tuning fork, isn't it?
It is.
Says a guy that can't play the radio much. 2-2 delivery. This one hit to the right side. Cherry, couple of steps in, will make the catch. The runner will not tag. They saw the throw by Cherry earlier, and they're not going to test that arm again. So the fly out to right field for out number two to Reagan Cherry.
And Cherry's seen a lot of work out there in right, Doug.
She has, and she can make those plays. You know, talking about that arm, you know, she's played shortstop a lot for Clay County, so you know she's got a gun.
It'll be Addie Womack, the batter now. So this is a situation where the pitcher has the courtesy runner out there. First pitch to Womack at the knees for call strike one. This is the catcher batting here, so if they should get on, they'd have to have another courtesy runner, or Womack would have to run. The The 0-1 pitch. Change up. Misses high for ball one. They even the count at 1-1. Now, Cookeville only dresses 12. You wouldn't think that. Well, they dress 13, but they only got 12 on the roster. So that's not many for a team the size of Cookeville.
No, and it may have been one of those situations where they just brought their varsity. I'm not sure.
This one hitting the air to Wicks in left field. Wicks circling around will make the catch as Emma wasn't sure about it for a moment, but tracked it down to fly out to left field for the third out of the inning. Walden's got them hitting it in the air and a couple of lazy fly balls to right field and to left field. We're through 3.5. Clay County 2, Cookeville 1.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Lady Bulldog softball presented by Clay Power Sports. Clay County leads Cookeville 2-1 heading into the bottom of the fourth inning here. I want to mention Clay Power Sports again. Folks, if you haven't been down there, it's not just about the dealership they have. They have a huge retail store inside. It's springtime. Spring fishing is here, and they've got the largest selection of tackle, et cetera, at Clay Power Sports in the region, plus a huge assortment of life jackets, floats, tubes, all of the above, everything for a houseboat, anything you can think of boating, plus some. So go see all the folks below the Cumberland River Bridge at Clay's Power Sports to get ready to hit Delhall Lake.
Lila Birdwell, the batter, hits this one well to left field. That is deep. That is in foul ground, though, and the left fielder makes a running catch. Good play out in left field by Aspen Lyles, tracking that one down, but Birdwell took it for a ride, but Lyles able to track it down.
Yeah, I thought that one had a chance, Doug.
Yeah, I had a little pop on that when she swung at it, so.
She's hit it hard twice. That one hit deep, and then the previous at-bat, that hard ground ball off of third base, as Baxter looks at strike one, that one just catching the outside part of the plate. That's a good pitch right there, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, of course, Birdwell, you know, one of these super freshmen that Clay County has, three of them in this starting lineup.
Baxter hits this one in the air on the right side. The right fielder going to settle under it, makes the catch out in right field. Is that fly out to Jaden Jones for out number two?
Just about to say, Baxter, one of the other ones, along with Annalise Daly, but, you know, all of these girls, even as freshmen, up in this batting order, you got Birdwell, the third leading batter, Daly right behind her, and then Baxter not far behind.
Yeah, they produce. This lineup does. And Emma Wicks now will bat with two outs and nobody on here in the bottom of the fourth. Wicks hit this one on the right side. That gets by the first baseman on a rip down the first baseline, and just kind of getting out of the way was Lily McCowan. So the first hit of the night for Emma Wicks is going to be a hard hit down the first baseline.
You just jumped on that early, seen it, and just drove that thing up that line.
Now Reagan Cherry to hit again for Clay County. First pitch to Reagan. Takes outside for ball one.
Nothing better than a hard pull swing in softball or baseball, and Emma Wicks does it well.
Yeah, she jumped on that early.
1-0 pitch to Cherry. This one hit foul down the left side to even the count at 1-1 now. Only person that would disagree with you on that probably Lily McCowan, because that just ate her up.
It did.
Nothing she could do about it with that one coming at her at that speed. They talk about exit speed. That might be the best exit speed off the bat that we've seen. 1-1 pitch. Cherry slaps this one down the left side and foul ground for strike two. So 1-2 to Reagan Cherry.
How does your approach change, Doug, when you're a pitcher with this slap bunt situation?
Well, you want them to get it in play. I mean, that's the only shot with a slapper. You've got to get them to get it in play, and you hope he – you've seen how they draw those two up short. You hope it gets to one of them. If it don't, then they're on. So.
Look of shock on the face of Reagan Cherry as the umpire calls strike three on that one up around the chin guard, and the – Lady Bulldogs get a hit. They strand a runner. We're through four complete. Clay County 2, Cookeville 1.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. Clay County leads Cookeville 2-1 heading into the top of the fifth inning. And here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by Blackster Flooring. It was a 1-0 game throughout two and a half innings as Cookeville claimed the lead in the top of the first. But then Clay County came to life in the bottom of the third as Cherry and Walden both had singles to get on base. And then Jenna Thompson, a two RBI single, also to score both Cherry and Walden and give Clay County this one-run lead at 2-1 heading into the fifth inning. This Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by Baxter Flooring and owner James Baxter. Specializing in all types of floor coverings, custom tile showers, and more, so you can buy your flooring right here at home at 109 East Lake Avenue in Salina. I talked about the runs and the batting, Craig, but what about these two pitchers? Update us on them.
Yeah, they're pitching pretty well. Baylor Walden, three strikeouts on the night as this one fouled off by Jaden Jones, the number eight hitter leading off. She's followed by Brianna Green, then back to the top of the order with Callie Webb. Neither pitcher with a lot of strikeouts. As we said, Walden has three. Ella Dudney has three as well, so neither one really overpowering these hitters, but just doing a good job making them put it in play, and their defense is backing them up, and that just misses for ball one to even the count at 1-1.
Yeah, not a whole lot of solid hits either, Doug. We saw one right there from Emma Wicks, but outside of that, it's kind of been, like Craig said, just putting it in play.
That one misses away for ball two. That's twice now that Hale of Garrison has just held the glove there. That means she thinks it's a strike. But moves the count to 2-1 now to Jones. 2-1 pitch. That one misses high for ball three. So 3-1 to the right fielder. She made a put out in the bottom of the fourth inning. We move to the top of the fifth now. Swinging strike there to take the count full now to Jaden Jones. Jones stepping back in. Seeing Walden for the second time. Catches the outside part of the plate for call strike three. Walden got her looking. Second strikeout of the day for Jaden Jones. Strikeout number four for Baylor Walden.
Can't deal it much better than that, can you, Doug?
Now the nine hitter, Brianna Green, stepping into bat for Cookeville. First pitch. Going to miss high for ball one.
Again, I want to say it one more time. Got a pretty good crowd watching. Help us make it bigger. Share this broadcast for us. When you do so, comment that you did have a chance to win a Del Hollow Horizon newspaper subscription.
Swinging strike there by Green to even the count at 1-1.
Had quite a bit of participation lately with that. Our winner from our baseball broadcast last night, Miss Wanda Markham.
1-1 to Brianna Green. That one just missed low for ball two. Well, that looked pretty good there.
Pretty consistent, though. It has to be up in the zone, Doug, to be a strike for this umpire. We haven't seen any low calls at all.
Swinging strike there to take the count to 2-2. We talked about Green not being the tallest player around, and that kind of minimizes that strike zone, doesn't it? Yep. 2-2 pitch. Swinging strike there for strike three. Baylor gets out number two by way of the strikeout, back-to-back strikeouts, and she's working the bottom of the order. The 8-9 batters, four strikeouts down there, four plate appearances.
Well, you said coming into the inning, she just had three. She didn't like that.
That's probably true.
I didn't get them numbers up.
Somehow she felt that, did you?
She did. 17 in her last outing that we called here. What a number. We talked about that earlier in this broadcast, but, you know, just what a performance. You know, that's like a 30-point basketball game or a five-touchdown passing for a quarterback or something like that in it, Doug. Just,
oh, yeah.
Just it's amazing.
You know, that equivalent is the best of whatever sport you're playing.
Yeah.
Callie Webb back to the plate now for Cookeville. First pitch was a ball to her. That one misses away for ball two. And Baylor's not going to give her anything right down the middle.
I think we got a 1-1. I think he called that first one a strike.
Oh,
I was waiting to see what he's doing. I think he called that first one a strike.
They've got that one on the board, 1-1.
He may keep you straight.
Yeah. 1-1 pitch from Walden. That one misses away for ball two. Take the count to 2-1.
Don't get to mention our broadcast booth brethren a whole lot. We talk about each other. We always have during softball. Miss Emmy Carr up here, the manager for this Lady Bulldog softball team, and does a great job keeping the clock and filming for Coach Homer Daly, and she does a pretty good job keeping us straight too, Craig.
Yeah, that's the hardest part of her job, just keeping us under control up here.
And we've offered her a mic to do a little commentary, and she won't take it, and I think she'd be great at it.
2-2 pitch. Misses away for ball three to take the count full to Callie Webb. She's not saying right now anything. Just
no,
trying to not make
not.
Eye contact. Two outs, full count here to Callie Webb. Walden deals the 3-2 pitch. Swinging strike for strike three. She said, there you go. Three up, three down, three strikeouts for Baylor Walden. She's got six now. We're through 4.5. It is Clay County 2, Cookeville 1.
Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Baylor walled enough for Clay County as Baylor will step in for the Lady Bulldogs. That one called strike one. The count goes 2-1 to Walden now.
Much like, I don't think Baylor liked that as a batter, but she liked that as a pitcher because she's been getting that. So
2-1 pitch. Walden looks at ball three.
And Dudney's treating Walden a whole lot like Walden treated some of the her and some of these other Lady Cav batters. Not giving her much, Doug.
No, I'm sure they know each other. Probably played summer against each other several times. They definitely know each other.
That one misses away for ball four, so a leadoff walk for Baylor Walden. And Jade Walker will bat now with a runner at first for Clay County and nobody out.
I'd say Coach Webb and Emma Dudney's not – real upset about that.
No. A single to Walden is pretty good most of the time.
First pitch to Walker, misses away for ball one.
Are you on?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Walker rips one down the right side. That's going to be down for her first hit of the night. Walden going to hold it second. Clay County got something working here in the bottom of the fifth. Runners at first and second now with nobody out. And who's that stepping to the plate? The one that always seems to have runners on when she steps up there. Jenna Thompson, chance to do something again with the bat.
Yeah, perfect on the night. And, of course, the one that gave Clay County this 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the fifth.
Thompson steps in. Looks at ball one inside. Walden takes a big lead off second base. It's 1-0 to Jenna Thompson. One-oh pitch. That one catches the inside part of the plate for call strike one. That was right at the belt. It looked like it almost hit her.
It did.
1-1. Changeup hit. Foul down the right side for strike two to take the count 1-2.
Good job by Jenna to recognize that changeup there,
yeah.
Doug.
Yeah, she sees the ball very
she
well.
Does.
You know, she just sees it. That's why she hits the ball as well as she does, because she picks it up and can tell what's going on with it.
Swinging strike there for the first out of the inning. They retire Thompson for the first time and one away here in the bottom of the fifth, and Annalise Daly will be the hitter now for Clay County. They'd love to get some insurance here late in the game, middle innings and the bottom of the fifth. They could add a run or two here to give them just a little bit of a cushion against Cookeville. First pitch to Daly. A changeup is short for ball one.
Yeah, a two-run cushion at this part of the game would be pretty nice.
We talked about all these averages. Daly, almost the fourth batter or hitter for Clay County with a .400 average. She's batting .394. Yes.
Daly looks at ball two there.
And this close to the second freshman, Lila Burble, .405, Daly, .394 out of those two freshmen, Doug. Just blows me away.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a huge adjustment coming in from middle school to high school. These two, well, all the freshmen,
yeah.
But these two really adjusted well and plays very well.
That's low for ball three, so it's 3-0 to Daly. And that's ball four. Four-pitch walk given up by Ella Dudney, her second walk of the inning, so the base is loaded for Halen Garrison.
And that's just good at bat. You know, most freshmen ain't got the pace to go over. They may chase a bad one there, just, you know, she didn't. She just got up there and seen it and made them try to throw to her.
Garrison stepping in for the Lady Bulldogs. First pitch to Halen, going to be grounded to the shortstop. They're coming home with it. They get the runner at home, as that's a tough place to hit it, as Katie Presley feels the position very well, and she'll come home and get Walden going 6-2. Route number one, Garrison will reach on the fielder's choice, and the base is still loaded for Lila Birdwell.
Birdwell's been really aggressive at the plate. I think she's got two at-bats with the first pitch swing, Doug.
She does again, but hits that one off the hands foul down the left side for strike one.
I got to go back to that shortstop for the Lady Cavs. We saw her in the batter box. She's a player.
She's a player.
Craig. What was her name? I'm
Katie
sorry.
Katie Presley.
Presley. There's no doubt. Now, I don't know if I've seen anybody this year anyway play the position better, Doug.
She's pretty stout right there. She's Reagan Cherry for them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what she is. I mean, both of them makes things happen. Good fielders. And she's as good a shortstop as I've seen.
0-2 pitch. Tried to get her to chase one out of the zone. And it's 1-2. She's just solid. You don't see her make mistakes. And that's what you want from a shortstop. That's kind of your quarterback on the defensive side for softball. 1-2 pitch. This one hit the first base.
Oh.
She'll catch it on the line drive for out number three. So Clay County leaves the bases loaded. We're through five complete. Clay County 2, Cookeville 1.
Supported you and your family in some of life's largest financial decisions, whether buying a home, starting a business, or purchasing your dream car. We're proud to be your community bank. Call or visit one of our convenient locations today to learn more about our loan options. Macon Bank and Trust Company, proudly serving Macon and surrounding counties since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports down below the Cumberland River Bridge in Salina. Go see them if you haven't done it, folks. They've got all your boating, fishing, mowing, side-by-side utility vehicle needs down there in Salina. Clay County still leads Cookeville 2-1, headed into the top of the sixth inning, guys, and what a battle this one's been, Doug.
Yeah, this is kind of typical what you expect. You know, the first game was a two-run game. This one's been a battle from the get-go. Really nice play game, both teams.
2, 3, and 4 batters due up for Cookeville here in the top of the sixth inning. Gabby Romero, Katie Presley, and Ella Dudney due up for the Lady Cavs as Romero will step in to bat for the third time. Looks at strike one. Late call, probably the correct call, and it's 0-1 to Romero. She flew out to right field to Cherry back in the first inning, grounded out to Jade Walker on her pretty backhanded stop in the third inning. Fouled off there for strike two.
You know, in baseball and some of these different rivalry games we talk about, you know, they mean something, but not necessarily a rivalry here, Doug, but this game means something, especially to Clay County against a large Cookeville school.
Definitely. When you play those bigger schools, you want to get those wins. That's a pretty good feather in your hat to have a win against a 4A team.
0-2 pitch from Walden. That one misses high for ball one. You got to give Coach Daly some credit for going out to play him. You know, Cookeville probably has a hard time scheduling these.
Yeah, and it's not just Cookeville. They played Upperman twice. They played Westmoreland twice. Doug, I'm sure you can name a few more. But
Livingston twice.
Maybe Sparta. They play Sparta this
played
year.
Sparta.
Clark County. Several other teams way up
Macon
in classification.
County.
Macon County. So, you know, when you fall back to single A, it just helps you. especially when you got to go up against Gordonsville, the two-time defending state champion.
And these state runner-ups in the region matchups you can see, too. So
yeah.
You've got to prepare for those teams.
And it's not like, Clay County's getting beaten by these teams. They've played really well against them, had some really close losses, and they've beaten a couple of them, too, Doug.
Yeah, it's just a good, solid schedule, and they've played well against it.
Full count pitch from Walden. This one hit foul over onto the football bleachers, and the count stays full to Gabby Romero, who is battling with Baylor Walden. Romero looking for her first hit of the night.
Of course, Walden striking out the side in the top of the fifth when you told her she only had three Ks. See if she can get a couple more.
3-2 pitch from Walden. This one grounded to short. Shortstop up with it. Birdwell will throw. Good dig out of the dirt by Baxter there at first base. Freshman to freshman to get out number one, and the leadoff batter retired here in the sixth inning.
It's really nice stomp there by Lila Birdwell. The throw helped out by our classmate, Doug.
Oh, yeah, good glove to get it dug up. You know, three freshmen on this infield. That's pretty impressive. I don't care what you're doing.
Katie Presley now the batter for the Lady Cavaliers. First pitch to Presley. She's swinging. She drives that one deep, but foul for strike one. So 0-1 to Presley.
A lot of pop in that bat when she swung right there. She's generating some fire.
She walked the last time up, I think.
She did, and then got a race for leaving early. The pinch runner did. This one swinging strike for strike two.
Baylor Walden getting ahead of one of the best batters for the Lady Cavs here.
0-2 to Katie Presley. Really, that three hole has kind of become the cleanup batter for modern day sports. Is Daly going to knock that one down? She'll keep it in the infield, but there's no throw. Presley takes a look back, and she's going to be safe. As good job by Daly just to backhand that one to knock it down and keep it there at third base, but Presley, good speed, able to beat it out to first.
Yeah, if you don't knock that down, that's a double, might be a triple.
And she had to really, give some effort to do that, Doug. Kind of giving up her body there with a double hand stab.
Yeah, third catching to me is the toughest because everything's coming at you quick and hard.
Ella Dudney, the batter. The runner goes. Garrison's throw down to second base is up the second base line. It's going to be a stolen base for Katie Presley. Pitch was a ball to Ella Dudney. You saw there. Daly took a little look at her left wrist. That ball kind of hit her right behind the glove, kind of on the bone there, the wrist. And she checked it out once, but that was all. And the pitch to Dudney just outside for ball two. So the tying run at second base for the Lady Cavaliers. Dudney steps back in. 2-0 pitch from Walden. That one gets away, and the wild pitch will move Presley down to third base on the tying run at third now. And it's 3-0 to Ella Dudney.
Just one out here. Of course, you're going to have to think Dudney going to try to get some lift on this one if she swings, Doug. She won't.
That one catches the outside part of the plate for strike one. Dudney taking all the way, and it's 3-1.
And they've been real careful over the first two at bat, so.
I think they may put her on last time up, too.
Swinging strike there for strike two, and she may have swung at ball four. Count goes full now to Dudney. Tying run at third base. 3-2 pitch from Walden. That one misses away for ball four to put runners at the corners now for Cookeville. Courtesy runner again coming in. Candy Maxwell coming in to run again for Dudney.
Yeah, we've seen Baylor Walden in this position earlier, Doug, get a couple runners on with one out, and then she just kind of mows them down after that.
Yeah, she don't get affected by this. She's used to it and usually picks up her pace a little right here. So I look for her to get back on top right here.
Aspen Lyle stepping in. She's the number five hitter. Looks at strike one to start the at-bat. She's 1-for-2 on the day with a single and a stolen base back in the second inning, grounded out the third base in the fourth inning. 0-1 pitch from Walden. This one hit to shallow left field. Shortstop going out will make the catch. Birdwell makes the catch on the dirt. Looked like it's going to be a little bit deeper, but Birdwell got a good jump and able to backhand that one in the air to make the catch for out number two.
Yeah, good credit Walden right there. You know, a good pitch dug. Didn't make solid contact, but an even better play by the freshman Birdwell.
Yeah,
in the field.
He had to go a long way to get that. And just a good pitch to give her the chance, and then just a good job running it down.
Alexi Kilgore, the batter now for Cookeville. First pitch to Kilgore. This one hit back up the middle. That's a base hit to tie. Thompson will field that one. The runner rounding second, coming into the third. Throw is not in time, and it's going to be a single and an RBI for Lexi Kilgore to tie the game at two apiece.
Now that time, that's what you call solid contact.
Yeah. Yeah, timed that up and just drove it.
Knotted at two. We expected it to be a good one. We're in the sixth inning. Back where we started, Craig.
Kilgore able to move to second on the throw, so runners at second and third. Yet the brand new game. That one fouled off the plate by the catcher, Addie Womack. So it's 0-1 to Womack. The go-ahead run at third base now for Cookeville. So a big at-bat here. Change up by Walden doesn't get there. The count evens up at 1-1. One pitch from Walden. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two. Been very consistent on that strike call there, and he stays with it.
Yeah, the Cookeville crowd didn't much like it, Craig.
No, they didn't. Baylor rolling that ball on her hip. 1-2 pitch. Just misses high for ball two.
And that's kind of been the difference for this umpire. If it's up just a bit, Doug, in that zone, then you're not going to get the call.
And then, of course, as a pitcher, you draw that down pitch for sure.
2-2 pitch from Walden. That's low for ball three. Count goes full again to Addie Womack. She's the sixth batter of the inning. They've got one run in to tie the score at two apiece here in the top of the sixth. 3-2 pitch. This one hit in the air to right field. Cherry going back. That's a long run. That's down on the base of the fence. Womack will score two runs with a double. It hit a foot up the base of the fence, and she crushed that one to right field.
Yeah, she really did, and Cherry thought it was gone. I think Doug kind of pulled up there a little bit, and I did too.
Yeah, that was drove very well, and I think Reagan did. But the good thing pulling up, if it's off the fence, it's coming back to you.
That's true, and that may have been what she was doing there. Knew it was over her head and was playing the carom. Either way, played it well to hold Dudney at second, but just a good solid piece of hitting for the Lady Cavs.
Jones swinging strike there for strike one. Three runs in the inning for Cookeville. They have taken a lead again and lead it 4-2. Biggest lead of the night for the Lady Cavaliers as they move in front by two. That one misses high for ball one to even the count at 1-1. So Cookeville with a big answer here in the sixth inning. 1-1 pitch from Walden. That's at the knees for call strike two. Oh, 2 pitch. This one grounded on the left side. That's through for a base hit. Wicks up with it in left field. Throw coming to Walden, but that's up the line, and that will let Womack come in to score as a solid hit into left field by Jones. Her first hit of the night. It's a double. It's an RBI as Womack running for herself. The catcher will come in from second base to score the fourth run of the inning for Cookeville.
Yeah, and they've done it all with two outs, guys. We see one, two, three hits in a row to give them this three-run lead, Craig. And, just what a rally by the Lady Cavs.
Yeah, they've just hit it. They've just got a little groove and just hit the ball right there.
Brianna Green stepping in to hit now for Cookeville, the nine hitter, then back to the top of the order if she can reach. Runner at second base is Jaden Jones. That one just low for ball one. So 1-0 to Brianna Green.
Sky's darkening there in the north, guys, across the river.
Yeah, getting a little darkness to it.
1-0 pitch from Walden. That's low for ball two. So 2-0 to Brianna Green. Lake County in the bottom of the inning, they've got Riley Baxter, Emma Wicks, and Reagan Cherry due up. That's low for ball three, and it's 3-0 to Green. Walden, three walks on the night. Four walks on the night for Walden. 3-0 pitch here. And that's going to be ball four. Second walk in the inning, fourth walk of the night. And puts runners at first and second now for Callie Webb.
Yeah, really no harm there. You know, time to get it dialed back in, Doug, and just getting the dugout. You're down three at this point. You don't want to get it any more than that.
No, you want to get it stopped right here.
Webb fouls that one off for strike one.
Worst part about it is you get to the leadoff batter. She's been a tough out. Of course, we got her lifetime, so just – if we can get her out right here, that's a big out.
Webb steps back in that left-handed batter's box. The 0-1 pitch. That's on the outside part of the plate for call strike two. Webb, her fourth at bat. She got a single to start off the game. Turned that into a run. Then flew out to right field in the third. Struck out in the fifth. Here it's 0-2 to Webb. This one hit in the air on the left side. That's trouble. Birdwell going back will make the catch on the grass for out number three. So Birdwell gets a couple of tough putouts in the inning, but Cookeville has a big inning. They score four. They take a three-run lead into the bottom of the sixth. It's Cookeville 5, Clay County 2.
At Copeland's Rural Supply, they don't just sell products. They're part of your community. Need advice on your next project? Copeland's friendly team is here to help you find exactly what you need to make your work easier and more efficient. Copeland's is more than a store. They're a neighbor you can count on, and they invite you to come build something great together. To get started, stop in at 408 Brown Street or check them out online at CopelandSRS.com. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and locking in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Rising Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. Lady Dogs now trail the Lady Cavs 5-2 here in the bottom of the sixth inning after Cookeville adds four in the top of the sixth. And here comes Clay County.
Riley Baxter gets the inning started with a rip to the left field side as that one bounces up and kind of catches the left fielder, Aspen Lyles, in the face a little bit out there, maybe in the shoulder. She says she's all right. It's going to be a solid hit by Riley Baxter, her first hit of the night, first pitch swinging to get this inning started.
One thing about this Clay County bunch, being down a run, two runs, three runs, it does not affect them. They feel they can get that back at any time.
Wicks thought about the bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes the pitch outside for ball one.
Of course, Emma Wicks, with a highlight the last time up, Doug, she really stroked one down that right field line.
Yeah, she turned on it and just drove it. Just first person didn't have a chance on it.
That was on the outside part of the plate for strike one to even the count at 1-1. Wicks squares the bunt. Pretty good bunt.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Gets by Green. Baxter will move down to second base. They're going to hold her there, but Wicks puts it in play. We'll call it a hit as Green couldn't get to it, an infield hit on the bunt. Runners at first and second for Reagan Cherry. Back to the top of the order for Clay County. Can the Dogs answer here in this sixth inning?
Well, you couldn't have threw that ball no better to where it went. It just had a little spin on it and just went right by her.
First pitch to Cherry. This one slapped to the shortstop. The only play is at third base. Shortstop will have to take it, and they'll get the lead runner for out number one.
Probably the only place you got a chance to get one is if you hit that shortstop. The others, you might have a chance, but you don't have one with her. She's solid.
Yeah, Katie Presley's played well defensively all night for Cookeville. You think maybe at shortstop in high school ball you might get an error every now and then, but she just doesn't give you one. Walden drives this one up the middle. That's through. Baxter, will they hold her at their wicks? Will they hold her at third? They will, and that's probably a good decision because Callie Webb with a strong throw gets it back in quickly, but the base is loaded now with Wick stopping at third, Cherry moving over to second, and Baylor Walden with the single up the middle moving over to first.
Jake Barker with a hit her last at bat, too, has a chance to do some damage here, Doug.
Yeah, just need to keep that hot bat going. Keep hitting.
Walker stepping in for the Lady Bulldogs. First pitch to Jade. This one ripped to right field, right fielder. Can't get to it. One run will come into score. Reagan Cherry is going to catch Wicks coming down the third base line. Here comes Walden into score. Walker going to hold at third. It's a three-run triple for Jade Walker, and the Dogs have answered. They're in front. They're tied it up at five apiece with the lead run going to third base.
And, Doug, you said it. There's no dropping heads when it comes to Coach Homer Daly's Lady Bulldog team. They just go to work, and you can't do it much better than that.
Yeah, and if you watch the last few games, some of the little comebacks, it all was generated with Emma Wicks involved in that at the bottom of the order, and she done it again tonight.
Jenna Thompson looks at ball one there to take the count 1-0. Thompson's got a chance to move her team in front now at the plate. That's ball two to Jenna Thompson. Oh, what about Jade Walker? Back-to-back at bats. And that one, the right fielder, it was a tough spot. Tried to chase it down, just bounced under her glove, and three come in to score. That's a C&I single for Thompson, and the Lady Dogs lead. Jenna Thompson taking it to the right side. We'll put Clay County in front, 6-5, as Jade Walker will come in to score.
And it's just amazing, you know, the momentum that can build when you start putting a bat on a ball, Doug. These Lady Dogs are just feeding off each other.
Yeah. I said, this doesn't faze them. They feel they can come back from whatever deficit they got, and they've done a good job again tonight and took a lead.
Daly trying to keep it going. Change up, misses. Womack dropped it. That throw going to hit Thompson. If that doesn't hit Jenna, she moves down to third base. Womack threw it late, but Thompson will steal second. That got her right in the upper left arm.
Yeah, it is solid. It caught every bit of her.
Womack's got a cannon. She's been throwing at the end of the warm-up. She throws from her knees to second base, and it's on a dime out there. That one misses outside for ball two. She tried to do like Halen Garrison and show him the pitch, but nobody's been able to influence home plate tonight. Two and oh to Daly. Annalise hits this one off the hands over the net and into the Cookeville crowd to take the count to 2-1. What about this answer by Clay County?
Yeah, just one out here. Annalise Daly at the plate, one on still, and it's Jenna Thompson who can really run.
Daly hits it to right field, making the catch that time is going to be Jones over in right field, but it'll move the runners. Daly will get the sacrifice to right field, and it will move Jenna Thompson over to third base.
Jenna made a good little turn there because the outfielder kind of hesitated like there's three outs.
That's what it looked like.
And she made a good turn on them, but they got it back in.
Halen Garrison now with a chance to pick up an insurance run here for Clay County. Halen fouls that one straight back for strike one. Well, how quick did Womack get rid of that gear to be able to try to find that one? Might not have been sure if there was contact made, but you can hear that little ping off the aluminum bat or whatever they're made of now. Garrison steps back in. That one catches the outside part of the plate for call strike two. That's a tough one. She disguised that one very well. and made it look like that inside pitch. 0-2 pitch fouled off to stay alive by Halen Garrison.
We'll come back about the same spot right there. Good job by Halen reading that and just fouling it off to stay alive.
Garrison stepping back in here in the bottom of the sixth. Clay County leading by one, 6-5. Dudney, 0-2 pitch. This one hit foul over the press box to keep the count 0-2.
What about the sophomore Halen Garrison? Just battling here, giving her a chance to do more damage with Jenna Thompson over here on third, Doug.
Hey, she's fought some tough pitches off to stay alive right there, too.
A little thunder off in the distance here on this Tuesday night. Garrison, round ball on the left side in foul ground. Keeps the count 0-2.
Yeah, we've got a little weather moving into the west end of the county, close to Hermitage Springs area. Looks like it might fizzle out before it comes to town, though.
Yeah, a lot of times when it comes that direction, it'll go hit a little more north, too, so maybe it will.
0-2 pitch. That one misses high and away for ball one. 1-2 to Garrison. That's called strike three. Got her looking, but a big inning for Clay County. They give up four in the top of the sixth. They come back with four in the bottom of the sixth. Clay County back in front by one, 6-5 as we move to the top of the seventh inning.
At Solana Lumber, they are your local handyman. Their dedicated staff thoroughly understand their products and services and are there to help you find exactly what you need. They can also help you get a project started, and they will stick with you until the end. So come find the support you need to make your next project a success today at Salina Lumber, or give them a call at 931-243-3315. Whether you're looking into renovating, replacing, or building new, depend on a family business that's been serving you since 1962. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store. Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog softball being presented by Clay Power Sports. Lady Dogs rally in the bottom of the sixth to claim a 6-5 lead here headed into the top of the seventh inning. And here's your Lady Dog recap brought to you by Westmoreland Management. Clay County led 2-1 through five innings before the Cavaliers of Cookeville rallied with four runs in the top of the sixth inning to claim a 5-2 lead. But then in the bottom of the sixth, Clay County got going. Riley Baxter led off the inning with a single. And then you saw Emma Wicks follow it up with an infield single. Then Baylor Walden singled herself to load the bases. And then the senior, Jade Walker, a 3-RBI triple to clear the base pass and make it 5-5. And then Jenna Thompson, who's been red hot all night long, stroked her RBI single to give Clay County this one-run lead at 6-5, headed into the seventh. This Lady Dog recap has been brought to you by Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. And, Craig, looks like we got a pitcher's change.
Yeah, Riley Baxter coming into the circle now for Clay County. Baxter did well last night down in – where were they at?
Red Bull.
That's what I was thinking. I've been wrong before.
She had a perfect game against Pickett County, and then last night threw her second straight no-hitter at Red Bull and Springs, Doug. And, you know, we talk about what Baylor Walden can do. Riley Baxter has mirrored her pretty close this season. Actually has her in strikeouts. She's over 100 on the year. She's got 111 Ks on the season. And 61 innings of work. Walden, 67 innings of work, 80 strikeouts. So you're talking about two top-notch pitchers here for Clay County.
Oh, yeah. Both a little different in the style.
Yeah, they're going to let it go.
See if we can get this one in real quick. We do have some weather moving in the west end of the county. We're seeing again, I think it might just kind of fall apart before it gets here, it looks like, on radar.
Leading off for Cookeville will be Gabby Romero. She'll look at ball one. So with Baxter coming into pitch, that's going to move Baylor Walden over to shortstop. They'll move Lila Birdwell from short to second. They'll move Jade Walker from second to first. So they just kind of shuffle the infield with Annalise Daly, the only player staying in the spot that she was in before this pitching change. 1-0 pitch to Romero. That one misses high for ball two. So 2-0 to the second base player for Cookeville, batting in the two spot for Coach Jordan Webb. 2-0 pitch fouled off the plate for strike one to take the count 2-1.
Good piece coming in on her hands right there. Tough pitch.
As the change is not a great difference in the way they pitch. You know, you think when you change up, one of them may be a little slower, but she kind of works the same way that Walden does, just doesn't have the power yet that Baylor does. 2-1 pitch from Baxter. That one's on the outside part of the plate for call strike two.
Now, Riley fools you a little, though. You know, she's some of her pitch is real deceiving, and I think that's where she got the strikeouts up there, because it's hard to tell what she's throwing a lot of times.
2-2 pitch from the freshman. Changeup, swinging strike for strike three. There's number 112 out number one here in the top of the seventh. They'll make sure, as Garrison may have dropped it, and everybody already thought it was over, but Halen hollered for Jade Walker to get over there on first, and they throw down and get the out for sure.
Well, the umpire had her out. He never did change the out, so.
Yeah, and what a place for the freshman, Ronnie Baxter, to come in here and have this type of pressure. One-run ball game in the seventh inning, and you're facing a Class 4A Cookeville team.
And this may be just making a move for something maybe down the road in tournament play. You've got to bring her in a situation like this.
Now, I think we got the shortstop up to bat. Just any Cookeville team, facing one of the best players we've seen here on the Horizon Sports Network this year.
Yeah, she's pretty good. Katie Presley stepping in, trying to get a hit to get a tying run on base. That pitch misses high for ball two, so it's 2-0 now to Presley.
Finally got my radar to update a little bit, guys. It's trailing just to the north, headed west. I think it's going to skirt right above us here at Richard Boswell Memorial Field in State of the North, right around the state line.
That's what we're hoping.
That's what we're hoping, too. That's the direction this storm is moving, I think.
Swinging strike there by Katie Presley to take the count 2-1 from Baxter. That one misses away for ball three. Presley, good job laying off that one as she wanted to chase it out of the zone. Presley steps in, drags a little dirt there out of the batter's box. That right hand, 3-1 pitch. That one misses high for ball four. So the one-out walk given up to Presley to put a runner on first base, and the tying run on first base now for Cookeville with Ella Dudney stepping in to hit. Dudney. Only one official at bat in this game. We'll tell you about that in a moment. First pitch from Baxter. Runner goes. Garrison throws down to second at one, hops in, and in safely on the stolen base is Katie Presley to put the tying run at second base. Pitch was a ball to Ella Dudney. Dudney is very patient. She grounded out to second base to end the first inning. Then a couple of walks for Dudney in the fourth and the sixth inning. Came around to score a run in the sixth inning. So officially 0-1 on the day with two walks.
Yeah, and that's something you saw. You talked about it, Doug. Better Walden pretty much not giving Dudney anything to hit. Pretty much putting her on those two walks.
Yeah, I don't look for her to be much different right here, even though that's, you go ahead run at the plate, but you don't want her to beat you with her bat.
Call that one a strike. Foul ball there to even the count at one, or take the count to 1-2.
And the now freshman two. Baxter kind of challenging her there, Doug.
Yeah, so she's probably going to keep going after her right here.
1-2 to Dudney. Clay County trying to close it out here in the top of the seventh. 1-2 pitch. This one hit foul down the left side to keep the count 1-2.
Yeah, she's aggressive. She's coming in there on her.
She is, and doing a really good job so far. Kind of got Dudney defensive a little bit.
Yeah, and that's, if you can keep her kind of off stride, you're doing a good job, and right now they are.
Baxter trying to get this big out right here. The 1-2 pitch. Oh, just missed. For ball two to even the count at 2-2. Dudney steps back in. 2-2 pitch from Baxter. That's high for ball three to take the count full to Ella Dudney. As we said, she's very patient. She's walked twice already in the game. And that's a 3-2 count to the pitcher. Delivery. That's low for ball four. So a couple of walks given up now by Baxter will put runners at first and second with one out here in the top of the seventh inning. Courtesy runner Kennedy Maxwell coming in to run for the pitcher Ella Dudney, and now Aspen Lyles will be the batter, and Coach Homer Daly going to come out and talk to his relief pitcher.
I don't think he had an issue with that walk right there. Like I said, they've done that all night with her, so there's something they know about her.
And you really don't mind it with runners at first and second. That gives you the force now at first, second, or third.
No. You got a lot more options right there, for sure.
Yeah, you know, back-to-back walks here to give Cookwell a chance, but still, Lady Cavs, they're down to their last two outs here, guys, as Clay County leads by one run, 6-5. We're here in the top of the seventh inning trying to get this one in before the weather possibly delays it. We've been lucky so far. Again, it looks like it's skirting just north of Salina headed into Kentucky.
Yeah, Aspen Lyles stepping in to hit now for Cookeville. First pitch misses away for ball one. You can feel it kind of in the air, cooling down a little bit. There's some rain close. Baxter would love to get to close this one out before any kind of delay. The thing about it is, it's not a lot of it. If it moves through, it moves through pretty quickly.
Yeah, it will.
This one hitting the air into the net for strike one to even the count at 1-1.
You see Baylor Walton over at shortstop. You know, every other pitcher, so she and Baxter talking it over, Doug. What's it going to be like to, you know, for Baxter to have a veteran like Walton to go to?
Well, not many teams have that benefit.
That one's low for ball two.
Baylor's been there, seen it, and that's just excellent how that one that can come here and give you just whatever it is she gives you.
Mm-hmm.
2-1 to Aspen Lyles. Pitch, swing and a miss for strike two to even the count at 2-2.
The high heat from Baxter right there inside.
Runners at first and second. The go-ahead run on base, but Riley Baxter has worked this to a 2-2 count to Lyles. Can she punch her out right here in the top of the seventh? 2-2 delivery. This one hit in the air in the infield. Walden going to make the catch on the infield fly rule. The batter was out anyway. So it'll be out number two here in the seventh inning, and Cookeville down to their final out, and it's Lexi Kilgore stepping up to the plate.
That was a nice pitch there with Baxter, too. You know, had her fooled and cut her off stride and got that pop-up.
Kilgore stepping back in. Well, stepping in to face Baxter for the first time. First pitch to Kilgore. That one just misses for ball one.
Best I remember, Kilgore's had a pretty good night, too. I think she drove in a run during that Lady Cav rally.
Yeah, she got a single and an RBI, came around to score a run for Cookeville in the sixth. 1-for-3 on the day. Strikeout and a fly out to right field. 1-0 pitch. That one's high for ball two. So 2-0 to Kilgore. Garrison sets up outside. Pitch goes that way and just misses for ball three. Not sure you want to load the bases for Addie Womack on deck. She's the one hit one about 190 feet on that right side. The fence probably less than 4 feet. She probably hit 192 feet.
I'd say she did.
Yeah, that's ball right four. At the top.
That will load the bases for Womack. And the tying run is at third base for Cookeville. They're maybe going to go back to Walden here.
I think they're maybe just talking it over again. Coach Daly coming in. I'm not sure.
No, they'll have to change it right here.
Oh, okay.
That's the second visit.
Yeah, the second visit, they'll have to go back to Walden unless he wants to change it up, and that'll move everybody back to their original place.
Yeah, they're just going to the – they have to get their gloves right here. They'll change, you know.
Yeah, Walden will go back to pitching. That will move Walker back to second base. It will move Birdwell back to short and Baxter back to first base.
While we're doing the warm-up here, we'll play a couple ads. We'll be right back. Clay County leads Cookeville, one out left for the Lady Cavs. Or Lady Dogs up by one, 6-5 here in the top of the seventh.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Baylor Walden still warm, so the warm-up pitches were very few. She'll come back in to face Womack. That one gets away. Garrison will flip it to Walden, but they'll steal home. The wild pitch will let the runner come in from third. Katie Presley will score the run, sliding in to tie it up at six apiece.
I actually missed it, Doug, with a tough one there.
Do what?
I said I missed it, Doug, with a tough one there.
I have, yeah, like. Just a pitch he couldn't handle, and when he got away, they just advanced on it.
Count 1-0 to Womack. Back to a tie game at six apiece. That one's a little high for ball two to Womack. Don't want to give her anything really good. As we said, she hit it well the last time, so you don't want to give her a chance to take one out of here.
She's got to hit your pitch right here. Don't give her something that she can drive.
2-0 pitch, swinging strike there from Walden on a hard fastball from Baylor. Walden, the 2-1 pitch. That's at the knees for call strike two. Evens the count at 2-2. Two pitch. This one hit in the air to right field. Cherry will move to her right. Reagan settles under it, makes the catch for out number three on the fly ball to Reagan Cherry. But Cookeville answers. They needed one to tie it. They got one to tie it. Clay County trying to win this one in the bottom of the seventh when we come back.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Wondering what to do when your skid steer breaks a track or it lays down in the middle of a project? If so, you don't have to look far. Just go to H&H Auto and Equipment Parts in Salina. They can help you get back up and running with rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more that meet or exceed industry standards. So depend on Chris and Derek Hicks at H&H as your source for reliable, high-quality replacement equipment parts endorsed with the same certifications as OEMs. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time. Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Lady Bulldog softball. We're headed into the bottom of the seventh inning, knotted up at six apiece between Clay County and Cookeville. Again, I got to say it again, Doug. We knew it was going to be a good one, but we didn't really know if it'd be this good.
It's been as good as you could ask for in a softball game. Now it's been pretty nice all night.
Getting your money's worth tonight between these two teams. Lila Birdwell leading off. We'll look at ball one to get this at bat started. It's going to be Lila Birdwell, Riley Baxter, and Emma Wicks trying to win this one. In regulation, they can't do it. We'll move to extra innings. That one just they call that a strike. It's 1-1. That almost hit her in the knee.
Yeah, it was close.
Burwell's had a pretty good night, hadn't she, Greg?
Yes, she has. We'll talk about it in just a second as this one ripped down the left side to take the count to 1-2. Hard hit ball. She's singled back in the second inning, flew out to left field in the fourth, and a line out to first base in the fifth. But she's hit the ball just like that every time, hit it hard all night.
Well, I mean, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I know she's had some pop.
Yeah, they've been just kind of right at them. That one misses away for ball two to even the count at 2-2. Cookeville crowd wanted that one, but you can't have it both ways. You get that one on the inside, you can't give them that outside, dude.
You got to pick your poison. Can't have them all.
2-2 pitch. This one hit down the left side, but that's foul and out of play just over the Clay County dugout, and it stays 2-2. Lila can get on. She's got good speed for Clay County. 2-2 pitch. Birdwell hits this one to the left side. Green up with it. Throw to first is going to be a good pick there by the first baseman as Brianna Green able to throw across the diamond to Lily McCowan and get the ground out. That one hit on the throwing hand side of Green, able to field it right in front of the bag and get the put out on a good play.
You know, kind of odd throwing mechanics she's got over there, but she's got something on it when she turns it loose.
She does. Freshman Riley Baxter, of course, got that rally going in the bottom of the sixth inning with a leadoff single there to get Clay County kind of rolling, Greg.
Yep, that one's low for ball one. Yeah, she got that first hit and just kind of broke open the dam. And you're talking about that throwing motion by Greg. It's all arm. There's no body in it. The 1-0 pitch fouled off the plate to take the count to 1-1.
She gets it A to B real quick. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, Riley Baxter was the first of six in a row to reach base for Clay County in the sixth inning. 1-1 pitch. This one fouled off into the net for strike two to take the count 1-2. Now, you may have to be thinking about pitching a little bit now. If we go to extra innings, you know, Walden had a little rest there with Baxter, but Dudney's went the entire way. This one fouled off to stay alive. You do have a tournament coming up. I know that you can pitch as much as you want in softball, but you may have to think about it a little bit here.
Yeah, because the game matters tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That's true.
One-two pitch from Dudney, swinging strike for strike three for the second out of the inning. Now Emma Wicks, the batter for Clay County, she's been really hot there at the nine hole. She singled in the fourth inning, singled in the sixth inning, scored a run. Is 2-for-3 on the night is the Clay County left fielder. First pitch to Emma. This one's fouled in the net for strike one.
She definitely stepped in the box swinging. She's ready to go.
Yeah, she doesn't hesitate. That left-handed hitter, she's had some hard-hit balls as well. It's 0-1 to Wicks. Reagan Cherry on deck as we move back to the top of the order. If Emma can reach, but that one's fouled in the net for strike two. Two Wicks. Womack trying to get Clay County in order for the first time tonight. She misses outside for ball one.
Yeah, great job by Wicks right there to lay off that one, Doug.
Yeah, it was. That was a good job.
I mean, that's a pitch he kind of went with all night.
Wicks hits this one to right center field. Right fielder moving over. Can't catch it. Wicks rounding first. She'll try to stretch it to second. She's in with a double. Emma Wicks will put the winning run on second base. Jones couldn't catch up with it. It's a double for Clay County and Reagan Cherry coming to the plate.
Yeah, two outs here for the Lady Dogs, Doug, but Emma Wicks giving Clay County a chance to kind of shut this one down.
Yeah, and like I said, the last few games when they made those comebacks, she's been right in the thick of it in my house. Nice at bat.
First pitch to Cherry. That one misses away for ball one. First base open. Baylor Walden on deck. 1-0 pitch. That one's away for ball two. So 2-0 to Cherry. Here comes Jordan Webb. You're not as upset if she puts Cherry on here. This one slapped down the left field line. That's going to drop and foul ground. That's a good break over there by the left fielder, Aspen Lyles. She's made a catch and foul ground already, and she got pretty close to that one, but it's strike one to take the count 2-1.
Now, the good thing about it being a slapper, it draws that infield in. Raven's got a little pop in her bat. She gets one. They're in tight.
2-1 pitch. That one misses away for ball three.
And it's not just the infield. I mean, look at the left fielder, Lyles.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay,
that,
yes. She's almost standing in the dirt.
Yeah. Slappers draws it all in.
3-1 pitch from Dudney. This one slapped foul down the left side to take the count full now to Reagan Cherry. Cherry's been on base 3 out of 4 times today, has scored 2 runs. Couple of hits. Stolen base for Reagan Cherry. Anything deep to the outfield will win this game here for the right fielder. And that's ball four to get the 2-out walk to Reagan Cherry. Now Baylor Walden a chance to end it. And I think he's heard enough from the Cookeville crowd.
Yeah, we're going to have a little conference here, I think, for the umpire.
Not sure where he's going down there. He's going all the way to the end of the dugout to speak to the head coach, I would say.
You see Coach Sailor Walden coming over to talk to his daughter, Baylor Walden, coming up to bat here, guys. Runners on a chance for the walk-off, Doug.
Yeah, and couldn't ask for no better at the plate. You're top hitter coming to the plate, so you got to feel good about it.
And a great job by Emma Wicks with the double, and then Reagan Cherry working the walk for this 2-out rally for Clay County here, Craig, to give themselves a chance.
Yeah, they put themselves in a good position. This is kind of what you want. You want Baylor Walden up there with a player in scoring position with a chance to win it and to walk it off and to get a season sweep over Cookeville. And I'm not really sure what the discussion is here. I'm not sure if the dugout has done something that he's not happy with or the fans or what.
I see you standing right here. They're just standing right here, so I don't know what we got going on. I don't know.
What's Walden done so far tonight? I know she had a hit in the sixth.
As she flew out to lead to, in her first at-bat back in the first inning, a fly out to the shortstop that turned into a double play. Then a single, stole a base, scored a run in the third. Walk was stranded at third base in the fifth. Single and scored a run in the sixth. So she is 2 out of 3 with a walk on the day. So pretty good night for Baylor Walden.
And she's kind of taking what she's been given, Doug, throughout this night as she's battled with the other pitcher in Dudney.
Yeah, and that's what you want out of your leader, and, you know, batters are leader.
We're going to have to ask Coach Daly what this is all about. I've never seen a delay this long that nothing really – I didn't see the Cookeville crowd do anything.
Nothing happened. I mean, like I said, you delayed and nothing happened.
So Baylor Walden stepping in for Clay County, trying to end this one here in the bottom of the seventh. That one's going to be called strike one to Walden to take the count to 0-1. Emma Wicks out at third base. Reagan Cherry over at first base for Clay County. Wicks, as that one misses away for ball one.
I don't know how much they're going to let Baylor see right here. You know, putting her on, loading the bases don't hurt you.
Yeah, but you got Jade Walker behind her. Had the 3 RBI triple in the sixth.
1-1 pitch. This one hit hard down the left side, but in foul ground. That's 1-2 to Baylor Walden.
But, yeah, right here.
But I'm like you. I might take my chances.
Well, right here is what the pitcher's comfortable with. You know, do you feel you want this one or this one right now? That's what you're looking at.
Yeah, and she just needs one.
Yeah. I don't know which one I'd pick. If I was out there throwing, I'll just tell you.
Walden steps back in. Dudney comes to the plate. Wallman hits it to right center field. That's in the gap. That is a game winner. Walking off Baylor Wallman. Emma Wicks comes in to score. Reagan Cherry comes in to score. The scream out at second by Baylor Wallman. The Lady Dogs have swept the Lady Cavs here in the 2025 season, and they win it. Same scores from Cookeville, 8-6 over the Lady Cavaliers. Our postgame show coming up right after this.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, the announcement of the TDS top performer, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details. Welcome into the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. Drama and fun as the Clay County walks it off here in the bottom of the seventh inning to get the win over Cookeville by a score of 8-6. Is that what it ended up being? Is two runs scored there late. Clay County improves to 16-8 on the season, heading into the District 7A tournament tomorrow here in Salina, Tennessee. The Cookeville Lady Cavaliers dropped to 10-22. On the season. We'll now do the Lady Dog wrap-up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Guys, exactly what we expected here between these two teams, even though one of them is a Class A team and the other one is a Class 4A team. Cookeville struck first. They scored the first run of this one as they, can you remember how they got it?
Cali Webb single.
That's right. Webb got on with a single and then scored after that. And to make it 1-0, Clay County answered. I'm sorry, they didn't answer until the bottom of the third inning when they took a 2-1 lead as Jenna Thompson ripped a 2-RBI single out into the outfield to score two there to put Clay County up 2-1. And then runs kind of got out of premium the next two innings as the fourth and the fifth went scoreless. It was still 2-1 headed in the top of the sixth, and here came Cookeville. They added four runs to take a 5-2 score, and Doug, you talked about it. Clay County responded with a big sixth inning I think they had about four hits in that one. Jade Walker with a three RBI triple to tie it up at five. And then Jenna Thompson, another RBI single to give Clay County a 6-5 lead heading into the top of the seventh. So they had a one-run lead, Craig, but a wild pitch tied the ball game at six, went into the bottom seventh, and Baylor Walden walked it off, drove in Emma Wicks. And I guess Cherry came around to score there to make it a final of 8-6. But what a game between these two teams, and what a response by Clay County. Just showed the wheel here in a game that really didn't mean anything as far as conference standings. But, Doug, this one meant a whole lot to this Clay County Lady Bulldog team.
Well, you know, the win itself puts you some momentum going into tournament play, quality win, and they had to do it some different ways to get the lead, then took a lead, dropped the lead, and then come back and took it back and won it. So a lot of things happened there that's good for you going into postseason play.
Craig, one of the better calls you've had here on the Horizon Sports Network. You put one of the better players around in the position that she was basically born for. That's what Baylor Walden wants, and she delivered.
Yeah, she loves that. That spot to be there, to be able to have the chance. And you got to have players that are willing to step up, because that's a big spot. I mean, it's kind of where you're at, but because Emma Wicks got her to that spot, Reagan Cherry got her to that spot, and then Baylor Walden came through. You got to have everybody working together. And Wicks, I mean, it was where that Ella Dudney had come out. She just kind of took control in this seventh inning, and she kind of mowed down the first two. And all of a sudden, Emma Wicks said, "Not tonight. You know, I'm gonna keep this going." Her third straight hit, and that put her on second base with that double. Some people might have thought it was an error. I don't know, but I'm going to call it a hit, because it made that right fielder have to run so far to have to go get it. And then Cherry drawing that walk, that kind of made the Cookeville crowd a little bit upset. And then Walden just steps up and says, "I'm going to finish it right here," and she did. And this was fun. This was a game that you want. If you know anybody that likes softball, tell them to watch this one, because it's a fun game to watch.
It sure was. This Lady Dog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. And we talked about it back and forth. We've already had Jenna Thompson, Jade Walker, and Baylor Walden win our TDS top performer here tonight. But tonight we're going to announce the junior, Emma Wicks, as the TDS top performer, because like you said, Craig, without Emma Wicks getting on base with that double, Clay County doesn't win on the Walden hit to walk it off. And Emma Wicks, Doug, you talked about, she's been right there in the mix for Clay County, batting in that nine spot and really making a difference.
I'd missed a few games, and I'd get back on the game changer, and when you've seen it, most of the time, Emma's name's in there generating whatever they were doing, coming back, whatever it was. So she's been on a roll here lately.
And she really has, Craig. And, you know, I talk about it. I like to see her hit the ball. To me, that's just sweet when you can turn on one and pull it down the right field. But the big hit of hers, she took a little off and took it to center. And so she's not just a pull hitter. She's a solid hitter in the box.
Yeah, like we said, she went 3 for her last 3. 3 for 4 on the night, 750 average on the night, 2 singles, scored 2 runs, a run in the 6th, a run in the 7th, and those were some key runs. We talked about Riley Baxter getting that run started in the 6th. She got them on base first, and then Wicks came up with a hit, and that started that string of hits that got them on. And they just and plus, she made a great catch out in left field. Doug talked about the wind swirling that one around a little bit. She had to adjust a couple of times on a high hit ball out in left field, made a couple of catches out there. So she just had a great night, and she was a key to getting them to this point, to where they were able to finish the way they did. And that just, you got to have that one to get it started, and she was the straw that stirred the drink tonight and got it started for them.
And I lied. She's a sophomore. I announced her as a junior. So she's one of these younger players on this team. We talk about the freshman, but a solid sophomore class, too. Only the 2 seniors in Jade Walker and Monica Cisneros. So you're talking about Emma Wicks, just one of these great young athletes on this Lady Bulldog softball team, Doug. And we've got much more to come from her.
Oh, it is. I mean, you look at the talent that's here. Next year they have some more talent coming up out of that junior high. So they're not missing anything. And just a good young bunch of young ladies, and they play the game very well. Fun to watch.
I tell you what, the way they're playing right now, I'm not going to predict anything, but Clark Raines could be in trouble.
I think so. I think so, and we hope so, and we'll be here tonight to find out. But tonight's TDS top performer was Emma Wicks. She scored the winning run here, driven in by Baylor Walden, and she is the top performer. Brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. I just alluded to it. Back-to-back-to-back nights here in the press box with Doug Strong and Craig Cantrell as we get into postseason action tomorrow night, Doug. District 7A tournament opener for the Lady Bulldogs of Clay County.
Nothing better in high school athletics than postseason. Everything changes. It's just different. If you hadn't seen these ladies, come see them. If you can't come, watch it because they're fun to watch. It's just a great team.
No doubt about it. And, Craig, you know, it's a special time. District tournament, you get to host it right here in Salina, Tennessee. This is a home game. These Lady Dogs deserve a big crowd here.
Yeah, they do. They come out and support them. It's tournament time. It's not an elimination game tomorrow night, but it's a big game tomorrow night. You don't want to go to that loser's bracket. You want to be able to keep helping yourself moving forward. And you heard the Cookeville crowd getting loud. The Clay County crowd got loud tonight. But they'd love to see a huge crowd here tomorrow night and come out and support them. It's supposed to be a pleasant night, so it should be just a great night for softball.
If you can't make it out, just like Doug said, tune in to the Horizon Sports Network on the Dale Hall of Horizon Facebook page. We'll be here to bring you all the action. Any final thoughts, guys?
No, just, I said, the best time of the year starts tomorrow night. Ain't no better than postseason play.
Well, I've got one. Highlight of my season, listening to Craig Cantrell call a walk-off win for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs. Craig, I'm not going to brag on you too much, I promise you, but it's just great to have a legend like you alongside us.
Well, I appreciate it. I just try to have fun. If I have fun, maybe the people watching will have fun. Hey, let's do it again tomorrow night. Let's have a better one tomorrow night.
Sounds great. For Doug Strong and Craig Kentrell, I'm Thomas Weaver, wishing y'all a good night.